Hello, my name is Stephen Chabot, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. This is part two of my exploration of high-speed films for the purposes of handheld pinhole and zone plate photography. Okay, let's just sort of recap where we've been so far on this sort of saga. I started out by taking Ilford XP2 Super, which is a 400-speed black and white chromogenic material, and rating it at an exposure index at 800 because it has enough latitude that it would allow me to go out with my F32 zone plate, which is a 28mm F32 zone plate, and be able to work on a fairly bright day and to be able to make photographs at a respectable shutter speed of, say, you know, a 45th, a 60th, in some cases a 90th of a second. But what I realized very quickly when I was doing these initial sort of creative tests was that, boy, if it gets a little bit darker, like, you know, this cloud goes in front of the sun or it's late in the afternoon, you get down into shutter speeds around, you know, a quarter second, eighth of a second, and I really needed a film that was just a little bit faster. And I was also sort of thinking about the idea maybe I'd want to do these in color. So the second post that I did was a sort of look at Fuji 800Z as a possibility of doing these works in color. This is a very low contrast material. It's very beautiful material, very fine grain. I love the work that I got with it, but I'm still drawn to the black and white. The black and white to me was just more interesting, and with the Fuji, once again, I was still running into the problem that there really wasn't enough film speed to be able to get the shutter speeds that I needed in somewhat lower light. So that sort of brought me to the idea of looking for a high-speed black and white material. The two films that sort of jumped into my mind were the Kodak P3200 and the Ilford Delta 3200. Now, neither one of these are a true 3200-speed film. They're actually more like around 1,000. And through development, you can reach a variety of different film speeds, in some cases up to 25,000, depending on the developer that you're using and how you're developing it and what degree of shadow information you actually want to have in the final negative. So I ran a test in part one of this post where I looked at these two films in a variety of different developers. And the two developers that in the end I chose to really sort of focus on were Xtol and ACU1, which is a one-shot Accufine developer. The reason I chose these two is that they're fairly easy to get, they're fairly easy to mix, and they're very easy to use. And both of them will give you a nice speed out of either one of these two materials. With regards to the Xtol, according to Kodak publications, they have processing times out to 25,000. With the ACU1, it goes out to 6400. I chose 6400 sort of as my working exposure index. That seemed to give me enough speed with the pinhole as well as the zone plate. And when you go beyond that, the negatives really do start getting quite thin and quite contrasty, and it really wasn't the look that I wanted. So I went out yesterday. We had a two-hour break of... Anyways, let me back up one second. So what I posted the initial post where I posted some sample images. The sample images were shot in really Suckville, you know, bad overcast, you know, gray light. But it's the only light we have right now in Vermont. It's been a lot of rain here the last week. But I was very intrigued by the fact, though, that, you know, I was able to get a hand-holdable exposure. The grain quality was nice. The look of the film was nice. So I decided to sort of explore these two films further. That brings me to yesterday. We had a two-hour break with some sun, so I took two rolls of film and went out for a walk here at Indian Hill. And I shot primarily using the pinhole. And that's because it's going to be the more demanding regarding shutter speed because it's f/151 as opposed to f/32. And while out shooting yesterday on a, you know, partly cloudy day, I was able to get an average shutter speed somewhere between a 15th and a 60th. You know, sort of bounces around in that region. And that's totally hand-holdable on a Leica M. So I shot the two rolls of film, came home, and I souped them last night. Now, I chose to process both of them in ACU1 over the Xtol. There's no really great definitive reason as to why I chose to do that. I happened to like the way the ACU1 test looked at 6400, maybe a little bit better than the Xtol, but, you know, I wouldn't say it was like a slam dunk better. It was real close. They both had properties that were very nice. Processed them up last night. It's a very long processing time. It's 22 and a half minutes. Got them processed. straight to the instructions that the material comes with. It seems to be very accurate. And the negatives looked really good. This morning, when I scanned them up, you know, the contrast is nice. The detail and the highlights and shadows are quite nice. But one thing that I determined after looking at these negatives is that I like the look of the zone plate better than the look of the pinhole for these artworks. And as a result, the direction of these posts are now going to change. Initially, I was looking to come up with a black and white high-speed film that would fit both pinhole and zone plate. Well, I feel I've accomplished that for the pinhole. For the pinhole, in my opinion, if you want to do it handheld, you really need about a 6400 speed material. And as a result, P3200 and ACU1 or XTAL stock is the way to go. It gives you a nice neg that scans great, and I feel that degree of testing I'm comfortable with. But I happen to like the zone plate look a little better. And as a result, I don't necessarily need a 6400 speed film. I can choose a slightly slower film, take advantage of a little finer grain, a little better tonality. And so I started thinking this morning, well, what's the film that I really want to look at? Well, I took a look at my sort of film history of materials that I've tested, and I looked at Tri-X, and I looked at, once again, the P3200 and other materials that I've pushed out. And then I remembered that I had done a fair number of articles about a year ago on the new Kodak 400 TMY2. And I had written one article on some film that I had shot in Puerto Rico, were processed in XTAL. I had pushed the film out to 1600. When you process the new TMY2 in XTAL, the time for 400, 800 is the same time. 1600 has a slight change in the processing. And I took a look at the negatives, and I looked at the posts that I made, and I really liked the look of the TMY2 at 1600. So the question then became, well, what about pushing this out maybe one more stop? Can I get TMY2 at 3200? Well, according to Kodak's tech sheet, yes. So I decided to call Kodak up, and I had a good conversation this morning, sort of talking about what I'm looking for. And it turns out that this might be a good match. And I'm going to do a test here and post something tomorrow. But the reason why is that when you work with a zone plate, it's a lower contrast capture, just because of the nature of a zone plate in general. It's a very sort of soft, sort of creamy quality capture. So a negative with a little more contrast is actually a good thing. And my sort of guess right now is that the TMY2 at 1600 will be a really nice sort of option. That 3200 also, provided the film does what I think it's going to do, will also be a nice option. So with the TMY2, I would have the ability of shooting at 800 on a bright sunny day and taking advantage of standard processing, the very fine grain, all the advantages of the TMY2, but also have the ability of shooting at 1600 and 3200 when I need it in those lower light situations. So I'm going to run a test on this. As I said, I'm sort of changing the direction of this and not taking it maybe to such ultra high speed, but take it to the high speed that really sort of fits the zone plate that I want to work with as opposed to the pinhole. So just to recap, if you want to do handheld high speed pinhole photography, I absolutely recommend the P3200 at 6400 and ACU1 or XTAL. I think you'll be really happy, and I think you'll be surprised at how good the scans really do look. Is there a grain? Yes, but at 6400 there should be grain. In the next post here, I'll be talking a little bit more about doing the zone plate and the TMY2, and I'll talk a little bit about, I'll do some tests at 800, 1600, and 3200, and we'll see if we can sort of nail out what might be the ideal exposure index to give you a nice balance of contrast and detail when working with a zone plate. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.